The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Ukraine. A drone escalation. First, Russia flying drones in mass numbers into Kyiv and setting buildings on fire. Then, Kyiv responding by targeting Russian munitions factories and where the guns of war are being hammered into units that they can use immediately against Ukraine. Drones all over the Soviet Union, all over Russian Federation. Old habits don't really die. What we have here is an escalation of drones, the modern warfare. I imagined it when talking to Anatole as a Philip K. Dick novel in which people go about their lives normally. Every once in a while, a drone buzzes over or is shot down or crashes or lights up a factory. The people in the factory are aware that they're the target. Sometimes the drones can go off course. Not yet, not anyway reported yet. But this is not going well for peace talks. And then we turn to the order from the State Department that they're going to bar or ban or in some way review the visa applications of up to 275,000 students, Chinese nationals, suspect of being agents, spies, unwelcome. And a conversation with Cliff May about the shooting in D.C. last week, a young person who was clearly disorganized. I'm not going to use clinical language, disorganized. Murdered two young people, shooting them multiple times in the back. Horror. And for what is my question to Cliff? And neither of us can provide an answer other than to say that this scale of madness has happened before. Israel, incoming attack, talking with Malcolm Honlein to Sarit Zahavi in the north of Israel. As we were talking, her phone alerted an incoming missiles to central Israel, millions of people being ordered, directed to evacuate wherever they were and get to a shelter. Meanwhile, there was a big soccer game going on, and what are they going to do with thousands of people in the stands? There's no shelter for them. Last Sarit mentioned, they were unsure what to do except for maybe carry on the soccer game. Incoming probably from Yemen. Then a conversation with Jay Solomon of the Free Press about Doha using cash in all directions, all parties, all politicians, all influence peddlers. And that goes for the adversary states as well. And why is Doha trusted? That is not a clear answer. Jason Brodsky from United Against Nuclear Iran joins to talk about where the present negotiations are. Is it JCPOA squared, times two, times three, inadequately? Unknown at this point. And then Malcolm and I go through the list of threats and existential concerns, crises, Gaza, and especially we spend time on the fiction that creates tension in the world, fiction about the aid to Gaza, fiction. BBC, Al Jazeera, FT.com, making statements that are clearly wrong, not correcting them, leaving them to stand, repeating them. The one I tell is how the FT told me that there were gunshots, wounds in women and children at one of the aid stations. Nothing. It's nothing. The gun shooting, Malcolm tells me, was Hamas shooting at a young man who was getting ahead in line. Nothing to do with women and children. just over-the-hill fictions that are repeated out of London. Bizarre. Not even fact-checking the next day. Conrad Black joins to talk about the King and Queen's visit to Canada. The King read a speech by the government to open Parliament. And we talk about the uses of the King for Canada all these decades. And then Mr. Carney's statement condemning Israel for what I just mentioned. Fictions. Fictions about Gaza. Why? And who did he consult? Has he ever been to Gaza? Does he understand what Hamas is? I don't know. North Korea. I learned from Matthew Ha. A new kind of hacking. Pretending to be an applicant to a remote job. Winning that job with avatars and AI and false identities. Using a cutout to show up to cash the check or sign documents. And then the cash flowing to North Korea. Then a conversation about the big vote with Grant Newsham. He's in Seoul, Korea. The big vote coming on Tuesday the 3rd. The leading candidate is the candidate who's most sympathetic to Beijing and Pyongyang. His name is Yi. Brandon Weichert and I discussed quantum computing and artificial intelligence as investment possibilities. But what do you need to know? What is the risk? And what is the stock you can buy if you buy equity stocks and not just ETFs? We have fun with it. Brendan and I enjoy reporting on what we understand about quantum. Quantum hasn't achieved yet. It's promising, but it hasn't achieved. AI, glorious. Building, people learning to trust it. At least that's what I hear. Many do not, and they come to it reluctantly. And then they learn. Building nuke power on the moon. This was a Roscosmos study, and the PRC is interested in its nuclear power station and what it can do for a moon colony that the PRC means to set up as soon as possible, as soon as they have the big lift, Long March 9 and 10. And finally, the lunar lander design done by Roscosmos for NASA, but NASA is likely not to follow through on cislunar station. And so maybe the Roscosmos is going to move it to the Chinese, who may have their own study. A cislunar device has its uses as a way station to and from the surface of the moon. But there's a direct method as well. Much more on the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.